This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
303 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self-high fives all the way around. There's some new jobs numbers that are out. Oh, don't worry. You didn't get a job, and you're like most of us. You didn't get a pay raise, and you're not. And I mean, it just is what it is. The economy is tanking as we speak all around us. And these new jobs numbers will indicate that it's not in any danger of getting better anytime soon. It's the election. Look, I know people getting tired of, well, we have 60 days, 50. I don't know what we have left. But I'm just telling you, we got to pay attention. You get the opportunity to vote, you vote. You see what's going on. I have to trust our not ready for primetime vice president when she says my values haven't changed. I know they still stink. They stank then. They stink now. They'll stink in the future. I got it. You know, you are who you are. You believe what you believe. And I just want to make sure you don't get any closer to the Oval Office in the future than a guided tour, because it is just dangerous stuff. So our good friend, Dr. Dave Brad, is going to be with us about a half hour from now. And we will, in fact, be talking about what's really going on with the job numbers and these unemployment numbers and the rest of it. Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, is going to be here at 4:03, because there's all sorts of developments with President Trump. That goofball judge up in New York, I guess, realized, I just don't want to really honestly be on the wrong side going forward, has delayed the sentencing in that nonsensical case in New York. So that's good. It's a good thing. So we've got all sorts of stuff that we have to address that we'll look at. I will tell you that there's a nice event coming up. You've heard of it before, I know, Politics and Pints. It's fantastic. It's back October the 16th. We're doing it at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell again. And the only way you can get tickets is to go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. If you've never been to a Politics and Pints, let me tell you what you're missing. You're missing fun. You're missing more fun. Oh, and you're missing beer. So it's really, really a nice get-together, a bunch of us. I don't know what the Beacon holds, 700 people, something like that. And we sell it out each and every time, and it's been there a couple of times. I don't know where we'll do it next time, but that's where we're doing it right now. It's a beautiful theater, classic theater in Hopewell. And it's me, it's John Reed, it's Gutman. Brian Kilmeade from Fox is coming in. Dana Lash, who you hear between noon and 3, she's going to be here for this one. And again, limited supply of tickets. There's always a limited supply, and it always sells out. And everybody's like, well, I'm just going to wait. I'll get my tickets later. Please don't do that. And it's, how do I say this and not sound like a jerk? I can't, so I'll just sound like a jerk. I can't lose any sleep if you didn't get your tickets. I'm not going to feel that bad simply because I'm going to be there. I'm like one of the stars. I don't have any choice. I got to be there. But I really don't want you to miss out. And people say, well, I'll buy them at the door. We don't sell them at the door. Maybe in some alternate universe like Earth, I don't know, 369, they sell them at the door. Here, we don't sell them at the door. So you do want to go. No, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You do want to go. chance to be up close and personal with me and John Reed and Dana Lash and Brian Kilmeade. It will be great, great fun. It's always spirited in more ways than one, because there's beer involved, thanks to Michelob Ultra. So would you like to go? No, I'm not giving you tickets either. You got to go online, WRVA.com. I would go now because they're just flying out the door. We started this morning, right? And we've already sold a boatload of them, and it'll be a sellout again. So that's what I'm going to tell you about that, okay? I will probably annoy you and remind you about it every once in a while just because I don't want you to miss out. The other thing that happens on Fridays, well, you know, there are a couple of things that happen on Fridays. As you know, number one, I wear red, R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back, just for each of us to take a moment and remember the amazing men and women who are serving somewhere as we speak, and they're not at home. Remember Everyone Deployed. How do we do that? Well, you wear red. I am wearing a red T-shirt today. I am also, because I don't ever want to miss out on Red Friday, R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed. I have one of my many bracelets from my dear friend Emily Morrissey. You know Emily from emilysbracelets.com. These are like my emergency bracelets. The red ones, seriously, I have two of them. I have a glass one and I have the plastic beaded one. This way, in the event that the laundry fairy inside my house has not placed a red garment in place, you know, because it happens. I can always slip on one of Emily's beautiful red bracelets, and I am still firmly, totally ready to go for R.E.D. Remember Everyone Deployed. And, oh, you know what else it is? Yeah, I put on my Peppa Pig hat, because, frankly, nothing says we're heading into the weekend like a little dose of Peppa Pig. You should know this event that's coming up for Cat Simons, in memory of Cat Simons, is something, if you have the opportunity, I would urge you to go to it. Kat was a dear friend, as you know, and we lost her. I mean, I don't want to get into every single solitary detail, but every time I think about it, I think, oh my God, she's such a sweetheart. Not a mean bone in her body. Gave so much to the Central Virginia community throughout the years. And there's a free musical celebration. It's coming up at Westchester Commons on Sunday, this Sunday, September the 8th. All right. Deborah Willis is the president of a group called the Friends of Cat Simons Foundation. Says that foundation was actually created to carry on Cat's legacy, what she's done for the community over the last 25 years. And you know that Cat, anytime you ask Cat Simons if she could help in some way for any community event, for any group, she was there. So this organization, the Friends of Cat Simons Foundation, say they will be carrying on that legacy. So I think that's great. This Sunday, September the 8th, from 3 until 8 in the evening, down there at Westchester Commons, there's going to be live music, there's going to be food, there's going to be live music, and there's going to be food. Oh, and there's going to be animals. There will be the opportunity to adopt an animal or two. So that is pretty cool stuff. So I'm going to post that. I'll make sure it's up on all of my social media so that if you're looking for the details, you can find it pretty easily. Let me tell you about these jobs numbers as I understand them. And of course, Dr. Dave Bratt's going to be along, it's about 20 minutes from now, to really, really examine them. But the way that it is being covered says this, and I'll just read what was written here. U.S. job growth was significantly weaker than expected in August, and job growth in prior months was revised down, suggesting, yeah, the labor market is even weaker than it looks. I'll tell you what. To be actually weaker than it looks is saying something, because it looks really, really bad. Yeah. It's just, I don't know what to say. Honest to goodness, I sit here and I am a professional talk radio personality. That's what I do. And I've done it for a long time, but honest to goodness, I am at a loss for words. Economists, Economists on all sides, left, right, center, up, down. The Adam Smith guys, John Maynard Keynes guys. I think we're all winding up being F.A. Hayek guys, but everybody said, oh, you're going to get 160,000 jobs created in August. Well, that didn't happen. It didn't happen. It was less, 142,000 jobs instead of 160,000 jobs. And you and I might be thinking the same thing, like, well, that's not really all that far off, is it? Well, when you add in some of the other months, yeah, it's really bad. The prior month's job estimate, instead of the 114,000 we were told were created in July, it was actually 89,000. And the June figure was revised down by 60,000. Wow. Wow. What's going on? I don't know. I'm not an economist. But I can tell you this. I can tell you that your paycheck, whatever it is going a lot less, getting a lot less than it did a couple of years back. I can tell you that everything that you are purchasing at the supermarket, everything that you would like to buy, either from a brick-and-mortar store or an online store, it's more expensive. I mean, it is simply that simple, isn't it? It's not that complicated. It really isn't. It is not that complicated. Inflation has gone through the roof. And if you don't understand that, then you haven't gone to a store to try and buy something. Inflation is making it more and more and more difficult for every single one of us to live. I'd love to tell you that there is a magic solution. There isn't. There is a solution. And that is the election coming up. And that is saying, okay, there's one person who's running who understands business and money and creating jobs and seeing wages increase, seeing people able to get a piece of the pie, being able to live the American dream. And then there's someone else running who, frankly, wants to make America Venezuela again. I don't think it's a difficult choice. I really don't. But I think it's an important choice. In fact, I know it's an important choice. You can vote for joy. And before you do that, could you tell me what that means exactly? Because I don't know. Or you could vote for somebody who has a 4-year record of actually creating jobs and helping everybody in America. Low unemployment. I mean, it's such a stark contrast. Or you can vote for this nebulous idea of joy with somebody who is so afraid, apparently, of her own beliefs, she won't talk to anybody. Yeah, choice is yours, right? Oh, we've also got, I can't believe this. We're just loaded today. We've got 4 packs of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival. It's coming up at Hanover Vegetable Farm, September the 21st and September the 22nd. If you would like to go, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Germ. We have 3 sets of these. I understand it. Let's do one each and every hour. And in fact, I want to do one as soon as we return, like 4 or 5 minutes from now, 3:20-ish. I'll give you the first chance to get a family 4-pack of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival at the Hanover Vegetable Farm. Also includes an opportunity for you to pick 3 pounds of apples all on your own and then take them home. How cool is that? 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Isn't that the official song of the Kamala Harris campaign? Joy and joy and more joy. No jobs, but go take your cup. take your cup and dip it in the big barrel of joy and sip from the cup of joy. That's the cleaning lady. Well, what are you going to do? Right? It's details. Details like letting us know we're going to do politics and pints tickets. It's a detail, right, Germ? All right, listen, we do have politics and pints tickets. They are up for sale right now. And you know the way this happens, October the 14th. We're all getting together. It's going to be a great time. The only way you can get the tickets, I tell you this every single time, and people are always, they're always a little put off, but it is the truth. We only sell them online. You've got to go to WRVA.com. This time, Brian Kilmeade is coming back. I was with Kilmeade the other day up in D.C. for the talk radio event. So that was nice, just catching up and shooting the breeze. But he'll be back. Dana Lash, who you are perhaps listening to from noon to 3. It'll be me. It'll be John Reed. And a beer, which will make Gutman that much easier to take. Again, only way to get your tickets. Go to WRVA.com. I did tell you I've got tickets to give you, 4 packs of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival. It is September the 21st and the 22nd, Hanover Vegetable Farm. Includes the family 4-pack of tickets, plus you get to pick 3 pounds of apples all on your own that you can then take home and enjoy. So if you would like that, you're going to give us a call right now, 833-804-1140, caller number 11 at 833-804-1140. You are going to get the family 4-pack of tickets, okay? Simple as that, 833-804-1140. Let me also take a look at the chronic care of Richmond text line, some of the comments coming in today. They're always interesting. They're always interesting. Jeff, is there any rumor, any truth to the rumor that ABC is excluding all satellite TV coverage of the debate? I don't know. I know that the ABC parent company is in some sort of a dispute, right? Some sort of a dust-up with like DirecTV or something, so people are not getting ESPN and things of that sort. 804, Jeff. Tell all the idiots voting for the Marxist Party, remember this, capitalism builds a nation, communism destroys a nation. Yeah, I would agree with you. 804, Jeff, I hope Dana Lash is not as grating as I hope Dana Lash is not as grating in person as she is on the radio. Okay. I've been trying to buy politics and pints tickets, but I can't seem to find them. WRVA.com, the only way you can get the tickets. WRVA.com. Dr. Dave Brad on the jobs numbers. He's coming up at 3:33. It's 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, a nice day. I'll tell you what, it's comfortable if you get the opportunity, just cool enough. Can open the windows. Humidity, it's right there on the edge. If you want to tough it out, open the windows. If you don't want to tough it out, open the windows, really. It's just, it's an absolutely, really glorious sort of a day. Politics and Pints tickets went on sale today. Yeah, no, I know, we were all shocked. But they're on sale! Don't miss your chance! That's the point here. You know what happens? Saying it was 5 years we've been doing this. You know who invented the name Politics and Pints, don't you? I did. I don't care who else is trying to take credit. I did. Sitting there with our then supervisor, Greg, shooting ideas back and forth. Now, I will give Greg credit. Greg came up with Pints and Politics. And I said, you know, you might have a drinking problem. You might, that may be the first step in admitting you've got a problem. Maybe you need a chip. I said, how about Politics and Pints? That way, you know, you're talking about something a little more substantive, but you're not letting anybody forget. Yeah, there's alcohol coming to help you deal with the issues you're discussing. So that's how we got Politics and Pints. And we've done it now throughout Central Virginia for about 5 years. And I guess every couple of months we do it. There doesn't seem to be any real rhyme or reason to it. But every couple of months we say, you know, we haven't done this for a while. We should do this. So we're doing it. Yeah, and I would love for you to come. I don't have any tickets to give you. I'm just going to tell you that right now. If you're kind of sitting back and saying, oh, I'm going to win tickets, I don't think you are. I think what you're going to need to do is jump online right now. Go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com, and get your tickets. It's just that simple. It could not be easier. It's Wednesday, October the 16th. It kicks off at 6 o'clock in the evening. Our friends at Chronic Care of Richmond, once again, sponsoring the whole doggone thing. My friends, Dr. Brian Snyder and Janine, the whole team over there. You know, I'm a patient at Chronic Care of Richmond, so I'm very, very fond of Chronic Care of Richmond. But it's Chronic Care of Richmond. It's Colette. It's my friends at Richmond Office Interiors, as well as Better Floors. And yes, I do like the fact that most of the people who are sponsoring this are part of my show. They're my people. But I do want you to come. We've got me. We've got John Reed, Brian Kilmeade, Dana Lash is coming in as well. So it should be exciting. There is a complimentary pint that is included, which, of course, will help you to deal with Howard Gutman, who is six different shades of insane. You want to go? WRVA.com. I wouldn't wait. That's the one piece of advice. I don't want to wag my finger, but I am sort of wagging my finger. I don't want you to wait.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Because if you wait, you're not going to get the chance. The tickets will be all sold out. They always sell out. Maybe we'll put some people to work, because it doesn't seem like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden have the ability to put a lot of people to work. These brand new numbers are out, and I think the technical economic term is they stink. And they stank last month and the month before, and now they're revising numbers down. Again, I'm not a trained economist, but Dr. Dave Brad is. And, you know, the good doctor joins us every Friday, and we always look forward to chatting with him. I'm going to remind everybody before we even chat with Dave. Number one, yes, Dave is the senior vice president at Liberty University for business relations, but he is here of his own accord. He's here speaking for him, not the university, and we're just always happy to have him here. Dave, thank you for visiting.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff. Love it. Love the show.
Well, thank you, my friend. It's always good to hear your voice. I'm just going to throw it out there to you. What are we supposed to make of these new numbers coming in about the employment situation?
Yeah, well, you know, finally, the markets are reacting, right? So the real economy, right, and the earnings, the profits that come from that economy are now in trouble. And so the sugar high's worn off, the Federal Reserve money printer, the effect is wearing off. The fiscal spending is still there, right? We're still doing $2 trillion deficit spending, so that's still there. But, yeah, the job numbers came out. They corrected down a million job miss, they reported a month ago. Now they continue to come out. The Federal Reserve Bank has, you know, this beige book report, and they got their 12 district reports. And so about two times ago, seven or nine of those 12 districts were positive out of 12. Then it went to five positive when it comes to growth and employment overall. Now it's down to three out of the 12 Federal Reserve districts are reporting positive, and the nine are reporting negative news. So that's kind of your summary. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you'll never hear, go out to Zero Hedge, right? They have all these great charts that the mainstream press won't cover. The Wall Street Journal actually just printed one of them. But since 2009, the foreign-born workers have gained, 3 million jobs, and native-born workers have lost 1.3 million jobs. Right, so foreign-born workers in the U.S. have gained 3 million jobs. Native-born workers have lost 1.4 million jobs. So that that is on top of it. That, of course, is due to the border invasion of 14 million people.
Right.
These are all widely acknowledged facts now, right? They're in. The economy is now reflecting that. But what is really missed by this is the new split in the income distribution. The liberals used to care about poor people and the income distribution. Right now, the rich are getting all the gains from the stock market, right? The top 10% own 90% of the stock market. Mm-hmm. The top 10% own 90%. So the Federal Reserve, they create the boom-bust cycle for the rich, right? So the 07-08 crisis, they printed too much money in 04-05. Okay, so you could say, well, they made a mistake. They've been making this mistake over and over and over. Now we're in the middle of another super bubble. They printed way too much money, right? $9 trillion on their balance sheet a couple years back. And so now the stock market is propped up. It's collapsing. The rich know how to make gains through that process. You and me in the middle class with a 401k, we're going to get whacked. And then the folks who don't have any financial literacy are going to sell when they hear the bad news. And the rich are going to buy at the lows, right?
Yep.
When the average person sells, it's low. The rich come in, scoop it all up cheap, and the market goes back up. The rich get richer. The poor get poorer. And that's why you have a new populist realignment in the United States right now.
Jeez. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave, of course, senior vice president over at Liberty University, has spent a lifetime as an economist, as a professor, as somebody who is helping Liberty University get the very best and the brightest. But he's not here for any of that. He's here because he's Dave Brad, and we love having him here. And we're just sort of shooting these these numbers around. So, Dave, a lot of us look at this and saying, okay. So Kamala Harris and Joe Biden stink when it comes to employment and the economy. They don't understand business. They don't understand numbers. If we vote for Donald Trump and the Republicans, all will be fixed. Is that close to true?
Well, I'm not going to overstate it there, but Trump, for the first time in 40 years, had blue-collar wages going up, which was a notable first, right? So the folks he said, I'm going to help, he helped, right? And he also, the major difference between Republican policy and Democrat policy is the Democrats, since World War II, always focused on the demand side, right? So they just go into debt. They do government spending. That's why all the new job numbers are government, right? They're all government sector jobs. I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
Whereas on the Republican side and the Trump policy and the free market folks, they know the only way you're going to get long-run growth is if you incentivize the supply side. And then, of course, you're called every name in the book, but all human history was broke. You know, we made $1,000 a year for all human history until 1776 with Adam Smith, who showed you how to incentivize the supply side and create a business class and a capitalist. And so Marx hates the capitalists. The capitalists are morally bad, just like you and I are morally bad. Everybody is self-interested under the sun. That's Milton Friedman's main point, right? I'd love to, you know, do a moral snapshot of the communist leadership right now in Russia and China. If you think the morally good people are communists, you know, you got a weakness and deficiency in your moral education. And so the free market system produces, and that's roughly the difference, right? You focus on the supply side, and you don't get inflation, because you get productivity instead. The left juices up demand on the demand side without producing anything more. And, of course, when you got more money chasing no more goods, you get inflation. And so that's it.
And that is the very basic definition of inflation, correct? Because if I understand it, then it's got to be pretty simple. Too many dollars chasing too few goods, period, end of story.
Yeah, that's right. And so the connective tissue there is, the government spends, right? They go into debt, you know, $2 trillion a year now. We're up to $50 trillion in debt at the end of this budget cycle in 8-9 years, right? And so then that doesn't cause the inflation, right? The government spending, just so everybody knows I'm not doing politics here, that doesn't cause the inflation. What causes the inflation is the Federal Reserve always comes in and accommodates. That's the key word. Go Google that term. The Federal Reserve accommodates the federal spending by printing the money. That causes the inflation. If they didn't print the money, right, then the government might try to spend more, but it's going to compete with the sports stuff and cars and washing machines and everything else.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the printing of money, of course, that causes the inflation only.
So when Mrs. Brad or Mrs. Katz comes along and says, "Hon, could you accommodate me in this situation?" It's the one thing that separates us from the federal government, right? We can accommodate each other, but we have to live within our means.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you were going to put me in a hot spot.
No, sir, no, that, not a chance.
No, that's right. Right. Yeah. No, that's right. The accommodation, the best way to accommodate people and help their family and their kids and their future is to have sound money over time so that people can make long-run, rational economic choices. If you have these boom bust cycles like you have right now, and then when the average Joe reads Warren Buffett selling $1 billion in Bank of America stock, and Elon's getting attacked by Brazil and Europe and everybody on freedom issues, then everybody goes, "Holy moly, something's going on here, folks," and it's not good.
I want to take a couple of seconds here, remind everybody Dr. Dave Brad is with us from Liberty University, and you can put on your Liberty University hat now if you don't mind, because I want to hear more about the CEO conference, this big event you've got coming up at Liberty.
Yeah, I don't name individuals or firms or whatever, but we have 500 folks coming in, hundreds major leaders of major firms you'll all know. World leaders. We do a huge African push. We got about 40 friends from Nigeria coming in, diplomats, ambassadors from 10 countries. It's just a great networking experience. We just call it friends in faith, win-win, business opportunities. And so if you're out in Richmond and you want to come visit Liberty, you're thinking about having your kids come here, this is a great Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to do it. It's September 23 to 25. In a couple weeks, and it's a great place to do some business networking. We also have the former Secretary of Defense, the former Secretary of Health, the former Secretary of Labor, etc. Yeah. So a bunch of high end folks that can help you navigate the world we're in. They're all speaking on panels. There's a China panel, defense panel, and if you want to get a hold of me, I just go out to Brat Economics on Getter. And I have an email right there. Just email me there, and I'll shoot you all the stuff. Brat Economics on Getter. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, we're going to keep sharing it, Dave, because I'm excited. As you know, I'm coming out for a couple of days. I just think it's going to be such an incredible event, but such an event filled with good, decent people and opportunities.
Oh, it is. It's great. Everyone has – everybody just enjoys it. 3 days. Our students help host it. We got a future CEO dinner on Monday night. It's great.
Love it. Well, I want you to have a wonderful weekend, a blessed weekend, and as always, I thank you for being here, sir.
Yep. Thanks for having me on, Jeff. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. That is Dr. Dave Brat. Great, great guy. Go to Brat Economics on Getter if you want to learn more about the big CEO summit that's coming up at Liberty. 347, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Do I get to say Beetlejuice? No. Okay, 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's Friday, though, and we have made it. Seriously, congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We got a lot of great stuff that's going on, including politics and pints. WRVA.com, the only way you can get your tickets. Simple as that. I'm hoping you're getting over there because they're just selling out quicker and quicker and quicker every time we do this because it builds on itself. More of your friends, more of your neighbors have already been out to politics and pints. They know what great fun it is. There are no fisticuffs, although anybody else thinking that a small dose of fisticuffs might all right, probably not. We've got me. We've got John Reed. Brian Kilmeade's coming back. I was checking with him. What was it? When we were up there, Germ? Tuesday? Wednesday? Well, I don't know. Whenever I ran into Kilmeade in D.C. and his aide de camp, his chief of staff. And I said, oh, well, we're going to see you in October at the Beacon Theater right now. I mean, right? And he looked at me, and she said, "Yeah, you are. He's going to be there." He's like, "Okay, well, there you go." Oh, and Dana Lash is coming as well. That could be good or bad. I don't know. I'm looking at a message coming in that says, "All right, Jeff, it's at the Beacon Theater, so we're coming again." But Dana, well, I'll try and be nice. Okay, look, buy a ticket so you can sit in the audience and hate her. If that's what is going to make you happy, that's okay. You'll still have me. And that, of course, is well worth the price of admission. But it's only at WRVA.com that you are going to be able to find your tickets. Coming up right after the 4 o'clock news, we got to talk about some serious stuff, good or bad. I don't know, but we got to talk about it. What happened in Georgia? Now, it's a terrible thing that happened in Georgia. And the arrests that are being made and the charges that are being leveled, okay. The ugliness of this is that the victims have not been laid to rest, and already the politicking has begun. Man, it began within seconds of this, and it is your usual, typical nonsense. It's the uber leftists who want to make sure that you can't defend yourself. And they try and twist things, they try and corrupt things, and they all got together. The Associated Press, an organization that I used to have some degree of respect for. I've lost respect for the Associated Press throughout the years, and it pains me to say that, because I have in some box somewhere three rather important awards from the Associated Press, selected as the best morning radio show in all of New England by the Associated Press. It's a pretty major accomplishment. But they're not on my walls anymore. Now, you're right. I am trying to back off from some of the awards on the walls because, I don't know, just striking me as wrong. I'm trying to put up way more photos. You know, it's about life. And I think part of this, I'm going to be really, really honest with you here, painfully honest. I think part of it is the birthday coming up on Monday. Because I'm really thinking, this is one of those birthdays. And I would rather be looking at photos of people I care about or things that I've done that I've enjoyed as opposed to some of the plaques and things, which are still cool. I mean, make no mistake about it. It's nifty stuff. But that's why I'm not referring to it as a plaque shack anymore. I need a name, though. Have you got any suggestions? Send me a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, if you've got a good nickname for the former plaque shack. 356 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, yes, indeed, we...
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Have made it. Congratulations. Self high vibes all the way around. It's a gorgeous day. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just taking a moment here because I am just gazing out the official weather window here, and it's sunny, and the grass and flowers and trees, and the humidity is relatively low, and the temperature is pretty comfortable. It's just a good day. It's a good day to get outdoors if you can. Open a window, at least. Some bizarre things happening in the legal world, right? The president's felonious son, Fredo Biden, Hunter Biden, has now pled guilty to all of those charges. I assume that's just so we can speed up the pardoning process. The judge up in New York says, I'm not going to sentence President Trump after all. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. And when it comes to legal issues, as you know, I have exactly one person that I trust, former federal prosecutor, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, Joe Moreno. Counselor, welcome, my friend.
Jeff, certainly enough to keep us lawyers occupied these days.
I'll tell you, do you guys just sit around and read this like it's a, you know, like it's a Brad Thor novel? Like, oh, you're not going to believe what happens in chapter two.
We go a few days without any kind of coverage of a big issue, a major thing that requires commentary, and then that changes. Maybe we make it a few days at a time, and that's about it.
So let's start with Hunter, because he was guilty. He was not guilty. I didn't do it. Nothing happened. Joe Biden says that Hunter's the smartest man that he knows, and now not so much.
You know, this ultimate son of privilege, this guy that has had everything handed to him his entire life and has squandered it, couldn't even take his lumps with honor, right? I mean, even after botching the deal last summer, which was an incredible deal, and he got greedy and he wanted more and he blew it, then he makes the government waste the last year prepping evidence and flying in witnesses, and then the morning of trial marches in and says, you know what? Not only am I changing my plea, I want a special kind of plea where I get to still say I'm innocent, but get the benefit of not having a trial. So, you know, what an absolute mess. And you know what? I give credit to the judge in Los Angeles because he said, you know what? I'm not giving you that special plea. Either you plea guilty with no conditions or we go to trial today. And he called Hunter's bluff, and that's what happens.
So he went in there and explained it to him, this Alford plea, right? That's what it is, where you go in and go, look, I'm saying I didn't do it, but, you know, the prosecution has all this evidence. They're probably going to be able to convict me, but I still get to say I didn't do it. That's what he wanted, right?
That's right. It's a special creation from the Supreme Court from the 1970s. It's quite rare. It's this unique situation where you kind of say, you know, I'll accept the fact that a jury would have found me guilty, even though I say I'm not guilty, yep, and I reserve my right to appeal. The thing is, it has to get approved by the Justice Department, and at the very high levels of the Justice Department, possibly even the Attorney General himself. So to march in there, so no one in that courtroom had the power to approve that on the spot, which means what he wanted was to go in there, drop this bomb, and then it would have taken weeks for this to reach the heights of the Justice Department. So this was really, really shameless.
So the judge, you say, calls his bluff and says, well, you can plead guilty or we go to trial today.
Exactly. So basically what Hunter did now, he pled guilty with no deal in place. Jeez. No arrangement about what sides would argue for what his punishment should be. So he made what's called a naked plea, which anybody is entitled to plead guilty, right? I mean, so that's what he's got. And now his sentencing is sometime in December. So, yeah. And that, of course, follows his sentencing on the gun case, which he was convicted of a few months ago. So he's got two sentencings now on the calendar.
Now, Joe Moreno is joining us, former federal prosecutor, most brilliant legal mind that is out there. Hunter Biden, as we all know, Hunter Biden is going to be pardoned. I don't care what his daddy says. This is going to be the ultimate in the privilege pie. He's going to get the whole freaking pie. He'll get the pardon at some point. We all know that. Will he do any time in jail? Can this judge in L.A. say, you know what, I'm moving up sentencing to 4 o'clock this afternoon. Take him now.
That's difficult. Yeah. I mean, there's a long tradition of giving people time between a conviction and sentencing. They pull together supporting witnesses and, you know, evidence of why the court should be lenient. Yeah. It would be very aggressive and unusual for a judge to do that and would open himself up to appeal or some kind of complaint. So I think that could be a problem.
Okay.
But look, I mean, I think if there was any doubt at all about a pardon, I think that doubt should be extinguished once Joe Biden is not running for president anymore. So he's got really nothing to lose.
Exactly.
So absolutely. Of course he's going to do it. And he'll do it in a way where a pardon, not only do you not serve any jail time, the conviction is completely wiped from your record.
Oh.
So you can run around saying, you know what, I'm a completely innocent guy. I've never been convicted of anything. It's really, really an incredible power for a president to use, or in this case, abuse, if in fact he does what we all think he's going to do.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's incredible. All right. Now, we're talking about sentencing. Our friend Judge Juan Merchan in New York, we all thought, okay, he wants the perp walk for President Trump out to Rikers, and now, no, he's putting it off.
Yeah, something else, right? So keep in mind, this case was absolute nonsense. It really was. Any honest analyst of this case will tell you this case was complete garbage.
Okay.
And I think that Judge Merchan, he ruled in favor of the prosecution every chance he could get. Every important decision that had to be made, Merchan ruled for Alvin Bragg and the prosecutors. Right. So I think what's happened now is I think Merchan would have loved to sentence Donald Trump before the election.
Right.
And what happened, the problem now is because of the Supreme Court's immunity ruling a few months ago, which, by the way, the defense had been yelling about for months, saying we should hold off on the trial until the Supreme Court rules. And Merchan says, nope, we're going forward. So now he's got this problem, because what do you do with this immunity ruling? Because, again, it's not just the fact that presidential acts are immune, but it's any evidence that comes from there. And the prosecution made a big deal about evidence, like when Trump was president and he spoke to Hope Hicks. And he tweeted out information. And the prosecution made a big deal about that evidence and said it was devastating, was the quote they used in their closing argument. So now Merchan would have to say with a straight face, none of that evidence was necessary. It was harmless error. And I don't know if he can say that. So I think what happened here is that he knew that would have been a bridge too far for him to say, you know what, the trial is intact, I'm going to sentence Trump. And just like he would have liked to give him bad news before the election, I don't think he wanted to give Trump good news before the election. So that's why I think he kicked it to November. And now my guess is he's going to have to just kind of eat crow and say, you know what, I'm declaring a mistrial. And if Bragg wants to, you know, bring it again, that's his decision.
All right. Well, let's bring it to your neck of the woods up there in Northern Virginia and D.C. Judge Chutkan, where is she with this other trial?
This is another hyper-aggressive judge when it comes to Donald Trump. But I think, once again, her hands are tied as well because, again, this immunity ruling. So every piece of evidence in that case has to be argued whether it can be excluded because of the immunity ruling, which means that that's going to go on for months. And either side can appeal it, depending on how Judge Chutkan rules. And that can go all the way back to the Supreme Court. So this trial is not happening anytime soon. And I think she acknowledged reality, which was, you know, look, I can hold hearings. And maybe I can squeeze out some dirt about Donald Trump between the next couple of months with respect to these immunity hearings. But there's no way a trial is actually happening. I mean, people are saying early next year. I think it could be years if this case ever goes to trial. There's a tremendous number of complications here.
Wow. Well, you know, here's the good news, Joe, and I want to leave it on this note. At least none of these trials, none of these prosecutions have cost the taxpayers even a nickel. That's the very, very positive piece of this.
You know, I think the cost is awful, but I really think, too, what's even worse is the fact that these prosecutors have made, they haven't even tried to hide the fact that they're using the power of their office to attack a political enemy, in this case, Donald Trump. Alvin Bragg did it. Letitia James did it, both up in New York. Fannie Willis is doing it down in Georgia. It is absolutely disgraceful. And if it can be done to Warren Punisher, it can be done to anyone. It's a very, very dangerous misuse of the law. And I hope that we call this out and this kind of thing does not happen going forward.
Joe, I know that you are headed to, as you always do, serve others and help protect our nation. So I don't want to keep you any longer except to say, could you please give everybody the website and the social media presence for you?
Jeff, it's josephmoreno.com, Joseph Moreno on X. And, you know, like I say all the time, don't take what you hear for granted on the mass media. And please go out and vote. This election is so important. So even if you think you're in a state that doesn't matter because it's blue or red, it's so important. Every vote counts.
There's no doubt about it. Joe, I thank you for being here. That is Joe Moreno. Joe is a former federal prosecutor, absolutely brilliant, brilliant man, devoted husband, devoted father, still serves our nation as part of the United States Army Reserve. He's just he's an all-around solid guy. He's the sort of guy that I'm hoping we're going to bring in for politics and pints at some point. No, seriously, I think it would be great to have Joe up on stage to talk about some stuff. Now, we're doing our next iteration of politics and pints coming up on, what is it, October the 16th? I don't want you to miss out on this. It's a Wednesday evening. Kicks off right at 6 o'clock. And it's me, it's John Reed, Brian Kilmeade is coming back, Dana Lash is coming in. It'll be a great time, and the tickets will sell out. I'm not trying to threaten anyone. I'm not trying to make you feel like, oh, my gosh. No, it's just the reality. We're basing it on what's happened every single time we've done it. It always sells out. So the only way to get tickets, WRVA.com. I would urge you to get there now. This is the last Politics and Pints right before the presidential election. Boy, have we got one or two or ten things we're going to be talking about. Again, the only place to get your tickets, WRVA.com. 415 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 420-ish. I got a family four-pack of tickets for you if you'd like to go. Of course you'd like to go. The Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival, September the 21st and September the 22nd. Hanover Vegetable Farm. We're going to make it super easy for you because why not? It's Friday. Just be caller number 11, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You'll get a family four-pack of tickets, again, for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival. It's at Hanover Vegetable Farm, and I'm here to tell you because they're my neighbors. They put on events that just you're going to have a great time. It's as simple as that. September 21st and 22nd. You'll also get a bag. You can pick your own apples, 3 pounds, and you get to take them home with you. So that's pretty cool. Call number 11, 833-804-1140. And while you're thinking about things that you ought to do, in addition to flossing your teeth and clipping your toenails and cleaning the wax out of your ears and adding, you know, the peanut butter out of your belly button, you should probably jump online to WRBA.com right about now and get your tickets for politics.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Politics and pints, okay? Politics and pints. It's going to sell out because it always does. It's coming up on October the 16th at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. I'll be there. John Reed will be there. Brian Kilmeade, Dana Lash. Again, WRVA.com for your ticks. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 433, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, gosh, it is Friday. Said the guy who has actually worked 2 days this week. These two-day work weeks, man, they are great. It's a little bit like the Jetsons. How much did George Jetson work? Remember, he had a whole big to-do with Mr. Spacely about the work week. I think it was like 4 hours a week or something. But anyway, it is Friday. Some great stuff. There's a lot of developments, legal developments, with former President Trump. Really interesting stuff where that judge up in New York with that, how do you say it nicely? I guess you can't. That nonsense up in New York, they've pushed the sentencing back on that. The trial in D.C. has been pushed back. Here's what I think is going on. And I have no inside information except what's inside my head. I think a lot of these people are realizing they're going to lose the election, right? Their side is not going to win. And they don't want to look completely and totally stupid. And they've read the tea leaves that is probably telling them, boy, even with this garbage, there's no way to carry this Kamala Harris over the finish line. So let's not do this. That's my sense of it. But you've got that going on. You've got Fredo Biden out in L.A., who's now pled guilty to all of those charges. And it's just a matter of time, obviously, till daddy pardons him on that. And we've got Politics and Pints coming up again. Yeah. October the 16th at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. You know what happens. We all get together, a couple of hundred of us. We fill up the Beacon Theater. If you are over the age of, 21, you get a free beverage. You know what I mean when I say beverage. And then we just sort of talk about a whole slew of stuff. It's going to be right before the presidential elections. Early voting will be underway at that point. So you need to go. And I know what you're thinking. Well, I want to win tickets from you. Hey, I want to win the lottery, and it doesn't seem like either one of those things are happening. So the way that you can get your tickets is to go right now to WRVA.com. It's really easy. It's the biggest thing on the page. Click on it, get your tickets that way, and then make your plans for Wednesday, October the 16th. You'll join me. You'll join John Reed, Brian Kilmeade, Dana Lash. We're all going to be there. And I just love the fact that my friends like Chronic Care of Richmond, Richmond Office Interiors, Better Floors are bringing it all to us. We thank Colette and Michelob Ultra as well. Well, I did mention it was Friday, right? Now, if it's Friday today, that means that tomorrow is Saturday. And on Saturday, the very best weekend radio show anywhere is on this here little radio station. It's true. It's true. In the Garage with Stan Andruski. So every Friday afternoon, we bring in my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who during the week is found at a Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. But like I said, Saturday mornings in the Garage with Stan right here. And I have, well, I just have this great sense that tomorrow's show is going to be even better than the show that was done last week or the week before. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. Self high fives all the way around. It is 76. Wait, how warm is it over in Hanover?
Oh, for a good day.
I'm just asking what, because
it looks like we just turned to 79, Mr. Henrico.
Well, that's exactly where we are, with no humidity, beautiful skies, not a cloud one, and that's just how we do it over here. So, one day you may learn. So anyway, good afternoon, Central Virginia. I just want to say it is fall coming very quickly, and we are going to talk about that. We do have some text messages left over from last weekend, some the weekend before. I'm going to start reading those off. So if we didn't get to your text message, I've tried to debate on how to do it. I've thought about doing it off stage. We do still want to answer those questions. I have answered some in PM, but look, a couple things. We always talk about emergency kits. We just had Labor Day, one of the biggest travel days, last travel day of summer usually. And now we start transferring into the fall and winter months. What's a good idea? I don't know. Maybe those little quilts that are moving quilts that could keep you warm in like negative 30 degrees. First aid kits, Slim Jims, stuff in your car, always have water. You just never know what's going to happen, even in brand new cars. That's the first thing. Second thing is batteries start to go bad here right around the time school goes back. So the good news is if you find a place that does a good digital vehicle inspection or inspects your vehicle every time you come in, or you go to an auto repair shop that can actually help you manage taking care of your car, that's the one I would try to find if I were you. Certified Auto Repair is not the only one that does that, I don't think, in this area. I know there's plenty across the country that are starting to do it. But it's all about taking care of your car a little bit at a time. So when you go in, there's not a $2,000 bill and when you're just not ready. But it is our job to bring those required needs and services due to you and let you know what you can wait on. So we talked about the priority system, and we're talking just the change of weather, because this is when cars usually start breaking, more so than maintenance, right at the change of weather. Yes.
All right, now, Stan, before you move on, you talked about digital visual inspections, which sounds really cool, but I need you to explain it to all of us.
Yeah, so digital vehicle, they're vehicle inspections. What we do with those, and they are visual, the advisor's looking over. In some cases, they're taking some things off off of the car, maybe wheels to look at, the technician. So we bring cars in, and every single car that comes in is certified. It's our responsibility, believe it or not, even if you come in for an oil change, and you have a suspension problem or something that's a safety issue, we can be held negligent, literally, for not looking over your vehicle. So it only made sense to us that we do it quickly. We don't do it for any reason except for to do it to let you know the condition of your vehicle, honestly, right? And things have gotten so expensive that we're trying to handle that by keeping our prices down, not raising prices over the last couple of years. You know, I've told you about this. We've kept our prices darn near dead where they were, especially parts prices, things like that. But visual inspections, we come in every time you bring your car in. You're going to get a digital vehicle inspection. We're going to rate the top 60 things in your car from a green light, like, you know, just like the lights that you go through, the traffic lights, green, yellow, or red. Whatever you come in for is always going to be addressed first, and anything safety along with that is going to be looked over every single car that comes in. Whether you're waiting on an oil change for an hour, that's going to be done while you're in there. And so we do that because then we can help you plan how to take care of your car. And very few shops have done that over the years, and very few people know what to expect. They get scared when they go to shops. So that's preventable. If you go to a shop that you visit a couple times a year for your oil changes and tire rotations, because you know I don't ever recommend 10,000-mile oil changes to any of my customers. Mm-hmm. We've had very bad failures, regardless of what the manufacturer is saying. So that's what we do. We have digital vehicle inspections along with pictures. Sometimes you'll get a video. If we tell you you need brake pads, we show you why you need the brake pads. We take the pictures of it. And a lot of times, you just get really good pictures. Hey, man, your tires are in a really good place. They're in really good, easy for me to say. They're in really good shape. Your tires have a lot of life left on them. Your spare tire is good. So we'll send those pictures as well, just so you can have an idea of how your car is doing and the health of your vehicle.
I love that. Stan Andruski is joining us. I always call Stan my brother from another mother. He's a Central Virginia treasure. I'm just telling you, and it's not just about what he does at Certified Auto Repair. It's the fact that he's taken the lead in helping shop owners around America take care of their customers. Stan, totally unrelated to actually fixing cars. You have a calling, I think. You have stepped up in a way that I don't think a lot of people have ever done, and I don't think a lot of people ever would, but you've stepped up now with Shop Fix Academy. You are really going out there and helping these shop owners all over America.
Well, it's really crazy to look at it from the inside, because the industry itself has had a bad name for years, and the industry hadn't done a whole lot to stop it or prevent it or help customers understand it, right? So right. I'm teaching people how to do that. I'm teaching people how to keep prices lower for customers and knowing how to manage their numbers so that, yes, we can have the best of both worlds. We can have lower prices for customers, the best warranty in the business, and make a little bit of money while we're doing it. And so you can do that, but if 90% of these people have no idea what it takes to run a proper P&L, which is your toolbox. Every month, you have to understand what's costing you what and where you can improve for your customers and even be able to hire people for those positions. So I really appreciate you pointing this out, but it is there's been a huge void in the labor sector and small business across this country. It's not just shop owners. It's daycare owners. It's bakery owners. It's all across the board. And so this type of coaching helps everyone. And so I really appreciate you saying that to me. My God has always been God. It's very easy to have truth. And this society, this country, and around the world, society has a very hard trouble knowing right now how to decipher truth. And there are truthful things. And so I do that. I use the truth, and I go with it. I don't use opinions. I use factual things, just like with maintenance, right? I don't listen to the... If the owner's manual is incorrect, I no longer listen to it. How do I know if it's incorrect? I've been in the industry for like darn near 40 years, 30-something professionally. So I know the industry very well, and I paid attention and been successful. So we have some truths that are out there, and people love hearing the truth. They love having somebody who can show them how to find the truth. And even above all that, I'll tell you, it goes a lot deeper, because Shop Fix Academy was, we got wind. This is just something. We don't talk about it, but I want to let you guys know who come to Certified, who listen to the show, who help your local mom-and-pop shops, the kind of power we have together. We had a gentleman who owned a shop. We didn't even know. He's not even in our coaching group. He's in a totally different company. And he had battled brain cancer, which my brother-in-law, Reggie, just went through and passed and lost, as well as another friend I coach, both of them 47 years old, both of them within a month of each other, passed from brain cancer. Well, this gentleman battled it for a year. He just passed. We caught wind of it. They had a GoFundMe trying to raise $25,000. Everybody who brought their car to Certified Auto Fair helped us give to this family. And everybody that I'm coaching in Shop Fix Academy, we have went from $25,000 to $100,000 in 24 hours with less than 1,000 members at Shop Fix. So the power of community and the fact that you've stayed in Richmond, you've hung out, you've become part of our, intertwined in our community like I have, Jeff, this is really what can change things around here. And the sad part is when we talk about all these political things going on in election year, this is what all of us need to understand. 5% is what we disagree on, and they know how to use it to make us be mad at each other. The media ought to be ashamed of themselves, for one, but we know better, and we should know better. 5% we disagree on, guys. 95%. 90% of us love pizza. Come on. Most of us want our kids to be successful. We want a peaceful community. We want to make a good income in life and help others. So don't let people lie to you and tell you how divided we are. We're really not that divided unless we allow ourselves to be. So that's the power of having a good community, and that's just one of multiple stories. And you and I have seen many of our own in Central Virginia, not even just across the country. So thank you for pointing that out. I do believe I'm lucky to be involved in this. Whether I'm good at it or not, that's up for y'all to judge. But I'm very thankful and blessed to be into this and helping people.
You're pretty good at it. Hey, listen, we're going to talk tomorrow morning. That is Stan Andruski. I'm telling you, flat out, one of the best people you're ever going to meet. And tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. on this very radio station, In the Garage with Stan Andruski, please tune in for that. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I want to remind you, 533, another family four-pack. I think it's going to be the final family four-pack of the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival tickets. You do not want to miss out on that. It also includes the opportunity for you to go out and pick 3 pounds of your own apples and then take them home. And they are good, good apples. Hanover Vegetable Farm does an amazing job. Always want to remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. As I talk about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, I am reminded that once again, my friends from Chronic Care of Richmond are presenting Politics and Pints, and it's going to be a barn burner. It is going to be a sellout, and I say that because every one of these has been a sellout, and we have steadily, consistently increased the sizes of the venues. I mean, we started out, it was relatively small because nobody knew what was going to happen. Nobody knew. It's like, well, you know, we'll roll the dice. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't work. It worked. And everybody seemed to have a good time. And then we grew it a little bit and filled it all up, sold it all out, and everybody seemed to have a good time. Well, now we are at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell once again. That's like 700 people to come out to this thing. It's amazing. I know most of them are there, obviously, to see me, but there are other people that show up, and there's some relatively good folks in the crowd. John Reed comes out for this. Of course, Gary Hess is always our super talented master of ceremonies, keeping everybody on track. Last time, Brian Kilmeade came and joined us. Well, guess what? Ran into Brian Kilmeade up in D.C. earlier this week. He's coming back. He had so much fun last time. He is absolutely coming back. And Dana Lash, who you may listen to from noon to three, she's coming out for this event. So it's going to be a good time. And you think about the timing of this. October the 16th. Well, early voting around America underway. Right before the actual election day, right around the corner. Going to be all sorts of issues. There will be, without question, no shortage of things to discuss. Oh, I almost forgot. I tried to forget. There's a free pint of beer if you're over the age of 21 when you get your ticket. And that helps you with this other part that I forgot. Howard Gutman. You know, Howard is kind of our resident left-wing Meshuggah. He's nuts. I mean, he's just absolutely bat-crap crazy. And Howard is also part of the D.C. swamp. So it is always fascinating to hear him discuss issues. And, well, that's why we have the beer, because you can't really listen to Howard without thinking to yourself, God, I need a beer. Oh, my gosh. You're going to need the beer. So what I would urge you to do head on over right now to WRVA.com. WRVA.com. It is the only way to get the tickets. I know people ask me every time, Jeff, can you get me some tickets? No, I cannot. I don't even have tickets for me. I really don't. I mean, I show up. It's just me, but I don't have anybody with me. Jeff, when are you going to give away tickets on the air? We don't. Jeff, I'm just going to buy mine at the door. No, you're not, because we don't sell them at the door. The only way to get your tickets, again, the only way to get your tickets is to go online to WRVA.com. WRVA.com. I am hoping against hope that you will do that, because I don't want you to miss out on the great fun. Once again, we've got me. And if you need more, that's okay. We've got John Reed, who hosts the morning show. We've got Brian Kilmeade coming in, Dana Lash coming in, and Howard Gutman. You know, what are you going to do? But, I mean, 6 out of 7 ain't bad, right? So do yourself a favor. Head on over right now, WRVA.com. Get your tickets for Politics and Pints. October the 16th at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. It will be a blast and a half. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 503, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Oh, yes, we did. Self high fives all the way around. Congratulations. Beautiful weekend in store. It really is. Looking right now, if you don't have the windows open, you can open them. I'm just telling you. There's a little bit of pollen that's floating around. I don't know what exactly it is, but I think it's the stuff that I'm allergic to. Because I'm just getting a little bit of that. But otherwise, it seems just great. And the weekend is going to be perfect. Absolutely going to be perfect. So a couple of things that are going on that I need to remind you of. First of all, 5:33-ish, we're going to give you a chance to win this final family four-pack of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival happening right down the road from me, Hanover Vegetable Farm. Beautiful place. They do such great work with these outdoor festivals. I can't tell you how many I've been to. They're fantastic people. They got really nice flowers and produce and all that other good stuff. But anyway, family four-pack of tickets. Get a chance to win those at 5:33-ish. And it also includes 3 pounds of apples. Now, you got to pick them yourself, and then you can take them home and eat them. And tickets for Politics and Pints. Yes, they are on sale. And yes, we are all excited and surprised, but there they are, WRVA.com. WRVA.com. It is me. It is John Reed, Brian Kilmeade, Dana Lash, Howard Gutman. At the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell, one more time. It's going to be right before Election Day. But, I mean, who are we kidding? We now live in a time where we have election season. So early voting is going to be well underway. And you, I'm hoping, will get your tickets, WRVA.com, so that you can join us. It's not just the entertainment part of it, which is really pretty good, but it's also the complimentary adult beverage. If you are over the age of 21 and therefore an actual adult, there's something coming up this Sunday that I just want to remind you about. A very special celebration, a free musical celebration at Westchester Commons down on the south side. It is to honor the memory of my dear friend, Kat Simons, who, you know, was on the music side of things for, what, 25 years, I think? She was here in Central Virginia. Just a sweet, sweet person. Not an evil bone in her body. A marvelous human being. And we lost her back in June. And I am hoping that this organization that's been set up, it's called the Friends of Kat Simons Foundation, will indeed carry on Kat's legacy and help out a variety of groups here in Central Virginia. Kat had a very, very special place in her heart for veterans, for senior citizens, those who were dealing with mental health issues, and we all know Kat loved animals. If you have fur, Kat was your friend. Simple as that. So this Sunday, Westchester Commons from 3 until 8, I am hoping you will take some time out of your day and visit and help out the foundation down there, but also to help out the memory, help to keep that memory alive. I've got a few things I've got to share with you that you're going to be a little shocked by. Was it yesterday? I think Al Sharpton was on MSNBC. I know. All right. I am going to remind you, though, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. All right? No. It's okay. You're welcome. But it could be that Al Sharpton said the dumbest thing that's ever been said on MSNBC. Now, let that sort of percolate in your brain for a little bit, because that's a pretty high bar to be the absolute dumbest thing ever uttered on MSNBC. Because you got a lot of people there spouting absolute total Bernie Sanders on a regular basis. So if you are... I do need to provide this warning. Hang on a second. If you are drinking something, a beverage of some sort, please take a sip now so that you don't do the spit take. If you are driving, pull over. It's only going to take 1 minute and 53 seconds, a little longer than we would normally have, but you've got to hear it all. All right. If you would, Germ, fire up cut number two, soggy salad.
I love people who have a dream. I am not knocking her having a dream. I'm just saying Simon Cowell used to tell folks on American Idol, this might not be your dream, that you can have a dream. But this might not be the appropriate dream for you.
It might be a nightmare. And probably, though, when she looks at how their campaign is unraveling, and her Donald Trump, her candidate and relative, has become unhinged. You said it right. We would be demanding the 25th Amendment if Joe Biden said anything remotely as unhinged and just totally incoherent as that. But he is going around still high in some polls, not where he was, because Kamala Harris has certainly unseated him as the front runner.
Mm-hmm.
But he is certainly still being able to, for other reasons, have this grip on a lot of voters that think this is the only way to bring America back to the days before women had rights and blacks and browns and other people of color had rights. And now he's imagining, hallucinating, that children are being made to change their gender.
In school.
In school, with the instruction of their teachers. And we're acting like this is a serious candidate.
Right.
Or like this is a serious threat to this country. I think that we are seeing a man absolutely becoming other than his best self, and even his best self wasn't great, but he's lost the ability to even think while he's talking. It just comes out.
Yeah.
It's like a baby just spitting up. And I think that because of that, even his most ardent followers have to scratch their head.
You would think, and the fact that he's even in the 40s is actually shocking given the stuff that he says.
So, if I understand it correctly, Donald Trump is going to take our rights away. Now, there are a lot of things I think that Donald Trump will do as president. I think that Donald Trump will look at the economy, and after shaking his head and screaming, whiskey, tango, oh my God, what is going on here? He's going to roll up his sleeves and get down to work and fix it. I think he's going to look at the disunity in this nation, which has been sown by the uber leftists. They're not even uber anymore. They're just leftists. The mainstream Democrats in 2024, unfortunately, are now spouting every piece of uber left-wing garbage that Bernie Sanders was pushing a couple of years back. This is not your daddy's Democrat Party. Some of us have left. Ronald Reagan years ago said he did not leave the Democrats. They left him. And it took me far longer to get to that point. Oh, I remained a Democrat, as you know. Describe myself as a conservative Democrat. A conservative Democrat. And then there was this guy and you might be familiar with him, Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh said, Jeff, there is no such thing as a conservative Democrat. Well, he was right. And the place that you and I are in today, it's dangerous territory. See, I take people at their word until they prove to me that they shouldn't be trusted. I've told you in the past, you know, there's certain people that I don't like, certain types of people. I absolutely despise liars. Now, you lie to me once, that's on you. You lie to me twice, I'm thinking, okay, now it's on me because you think I'm an idiot. So I hate liars. I hate bullies. I'm not really fond of sneaks either. Sometimes you run into people who are kind of sneaky. I'm not crazy about those people either. But I do take people at their word to begin with, right? You tell me what you are in terms of a human being. Well, that's pretty basic. Well, look, yeah, you're a person. But then you show me what type of a person you are. And all along, you're telling me things. Well, I would ask you to please take the word of our not ready for primetime vice president. Kamala Harris has said who she is. We know what she believes in. And she keeps reminding us. She says, well, my values haven't changed. And she is absolutely correct. She's telling us the truth. Her values have not changed. So why would we now think she's going to do anything differently than what she has done in the past? Why would anybody think that she would be doing anything differently than she has done in the past? There's absolutely no reason. None whatsoever. She was the border czar.
Well, you know, there's no such position as border czar.
Yeah, no kidding. She was put in charge of the border. I don't care. Call it whatever you want. Call it a ham sandwich. Whatever it is, she didn't get the job done. Because we've had millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of illegal aliens come into the country while she's been in charge of that border. She is talking about taxing things you don't have. Mark Cuban, who says he's voting for her, says she's bat crap crazy on that. And here's a little deal that you have to be reminded of. For the last 16 years, 12 of those years have been under the control of the Democrats. So every time when they say, oh, we're not going back, you are back. You're the ones who broke stuff. Now let somebody in there who could actually fix it. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Now we've got this final family four-pack of tickets, the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival, September the 21st and the 22nd, Hanover Vegetable Farm. Includes the tickets and 3 pounds of apples that you get to pick. I'm going to give you the chance to win those tickets. What are we talking here? Maybe 9 minutes away. 5:33-ish. All right? So just stay where you are. That's my point. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss these tickets. Hunter Biden now says, yeah, all right, fine, I'm guilty. And you remember, yesterday he marches in. He wants what's called an Alford plea, where he says, well, I'm not saying I'm guilty, but you could prove me guilty. And the judge said, it doesn't work that way, son. Not a chance. You can plead guilty or we start the trial today. Your choice. He called his bluff. Hunter Biden, the most spoiled crybaby in America, had his bluff called. But who are we going to kid? His father, the most dysfunctional excuse for a president we've ever had, is of course going to pardon him. There's no question. He's not running for re-election. He has nothing to lose. And he has given everything, his entire life, to this degenerate offspring of his. I mean, Hunter Biden is a terrible human being. There's just no nice way to say it, and I'm not going to pussyfoot around and pretend that there is. And you know what? At the end of the day, after Daddy pardons him, he's going to get away with all of it. That's what it means. I'm going to share with you this ridiculous thing from the Associated Press talking about J.D. Vance in a couple of moments. And I think there are a lot of people that are going to be telling folks, oh, no, I'm voting for Kamala Harris, who are actually going to go in there and vote for President Trump. That's actually pretty good news. It is 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Did all of Fox News just quit? It just sounded like there was a big walkout. No, some sort of technical glitch. Okay, I'm sure they'll be back. But did it not feel like that? Like, now we got news for you. Yeah, never mind. We don't have news. I got news for you. We got a lot of news for you. We've all got a lot of news that we need to deal with. There's a lot of stuff going on. But before we get into that, might I give you a gift? The final four-pack for the family of Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival tickets, September the 21st and the 22nd, happens at Hanover Vegetable Farm. You get four tickets. You're also going to be able to pick 3 pounds of apples yourself and then take them home and love on them. They are delicious. So we will take caller number 11 right now. 833-804-1140. It is a lovely day. It's going to be a lovely, lovely sort of a weekend. Although there are a lot of us up here in Hanover County right now trying to figure out exactly who knew what at what time with this former assistant school superintendent down in Prince George County. You remember this, right? Barnes, right? Barnes was the guy's name. Still is the guy's name. And he's facing 9 felony sex assault charges for allegedly abusing his adopted son in the 1980s. I mean, it's a big story. And the former superintendent of the Prince George County Schools is now our acting school superintendent up here in Hanover County, a Lisa Pennycuff. And there was a Freedom of Information thing filed by CBS6. And let me give credit here. Laura French is the reporter that did this, and she has a great piece on it. I'm going to share it on social media, but I want her to get all the credit. Laura French over at CBS6. And the question is, who knew that this guy was perhaps a child abuser, and what happened, and did they get him out in time, and did this Superintendent Pennycuff know what was going on? Well, I think there are more questions than answers right about now, although the Freedom of Information Act request has a bunch of emails that are part of this. So let's see here. Pennycuff said to CBS6, Pettycuff proposed a media statement to the Hanover County School Board Chair in response to CBS6's exclusive reporting on Barnes, and she said, one of the Prince George School Board members received information from a community member regarding possible accusations against Mr. Barnes during one of the pre-election Meet the Candidates forums. As soon as I was notified of these potential allegations, local and state police were contacted. I was informed that there were no open investigations for any Prince George employee at the time. After Mr. Barnes left the school division, his personnel record was subpoenaed, and the division provided those records to the police. That is the extent of the information I received in the course of his employment with the Prince George County Public Schools. Okay. I'm hoping that it answers all the questions, but again, if you are here in Hanover and there were and remain a lot of people kind of scratching their heads and going, well, what are we going to do for a school superintendent? It's just one of those things to take a look at. It looks like the dates would jibe for Dr. Pennycuff, but there's still people asking the questions, and we will see which way that all goes. You know, Manchester Middle School in Chesterfield was closed today because there was a threat made on social media. And it was tied into this whole Georgia thing, I guess. You know, we'll shoot the school up like they did there. J.D. Vance had a comment about this, and J.D. Vance had what I thought really was the appropriate comment. He said that I don't like that this is a fact of life, right? If these psychos are going to go after our kids, we've got to be prepared for it. We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. We've got to deal with it. He says, I don't like that this is a fact of life, but if you're a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize our schools are soft targets, and we have got to bolster security at our schools. We've got to bolster security, so if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of kids, they're not able to. Well, that's a heck of a statement, don't you think? That's pretty powerful. It's pretty spot on. But the Associated Press, which used to have some shred of journalistic integrity, reported that J.D. Vance called school shootings, quote, a fact of life, and left it there, as if he didn't care, as if he was saying, well, sure, grass is green and school shootings are a fact of life. Well, make no mistake, what happens? Kamala Harris, her guy, what's his name, Tim Walz, they're all over it. Now, it's on social media, so here's what happens. There are 200 million impressions on social media, on X, of J.D. Vance saying, as Associated Press reports, oh, it's a fact of life. That's what they reported, 200 million impressions of that. They then had to go back, take the whole damn story down, and correct it to talk about what he really said. You know what the correction had in terms of impressions? 100,000. In other words, the damage is done already. If only journalists had licenses. Man, wouldn't that be something? It really would be very, very entertaining, because so many of them would lose. I'll give you another example. How about cut number one? This is a bizarre thing. Isn't this Gail King? Yeah, cut number one from CBS, please.
It's so hard for me to focus on anything other than the shooting.
Me too.
I have to
my
say, guys, it's just
stuff.
Very difficult for me right now. It's hard for me to accept the fact that we live in a country where I guess we think it's okay to kill children. Because if we didn't think it was okay, something would be done to stop it. It doesn't seem to matter who's
something
in office, how it worked. Yeah,
a long time ago.
We would find a compromise that enshrines the Second Amendment but keeps our children safe. We shouldn't be sending them to school only for them to go home to God during the school day. Teddy goes to school today. It's the only thing on my mind.
I know.
We got 5 minutes into the school year.
Yes.
And this is what happens.
And I don't want to take guns from responsible gun owners. It's not about that. But this, what we're doing now ain't working.
Yeah. Congress is just so divided, Gail.
Yes, I know, Bob. I know. It's hard.
Are they in favor of more background checks? Do they want safer communities? It's what most Americans want. I mean, this issue polls at, I mean, very high numbers. Background checks, you know, poll up there with ice cream and free money.
Yeah.
Above 90%. So you've got to hold your elected leaders accountable.
You think it's as simple as that? It's just voting. You think it's that? Because we say this is what we want, but we also seem to think it's okay to kill kids at school.
It's myself and my colleagues that make the laws.
Yeah.
There are folks that are in favor of stronger laws to keep people safer, and there are folks that just want guns everywhere and no restrictions on firearms. Mm-hmm. That's not the country we should have to live in.
So what exactly would you do? Well, I'm just curious. What laws would you put on the books that would prevent this? Because unless you haven't noticed, there are a whole slew of laws already on the books against this. There's nobody that wants children to die. That is absolutely absurd. I mean, with the exception of, I guess, some of the comments coming from leftists, Democrats in 2024, who... Oh boy, they got some weird policies on life, don't they? But all right, let's put that aside for a second. There's nobody that I can think of that says, "Oh, school shootings are good." Of course not. But I would ask, what laws? Since you want more laws, and you say that laws will do so, what laws would help in this regard? Could you have a law book at the front door that keeps some lunatic from breaking into the school and shooting innocent people? Do you think that is going to be the solution? What about this? What about saying people inside of schools will be able to defend themselves? How about providing safety measures in the schools? How about taking schools from the category of soft target and moving them into the category of strong. That they would have some way, the people in the schools, to defend themselves. God forbid this ever happens. That the school buildings themselves would be better secured and better staffed. Those are my suggestions, because I don't want children to be killed like that. I don't want children to be killed, period. I'm consistent. I think of my kids. I think every time something like this happens, I think of my children. I think of Harry and Joe, who, I don't know, I wouldn't say they're exactly tough kids, but maybe they would be able to run or hide. I don't know, maybe you get away. I don't want anybody put in that situation. But then I think about Julia. Right? Julia doesn't know that there's danger. God forbid something like this were to happen. Some lunatic comes into a school looking to hurt people. What happens if the first classroom is Julia's classroom? It's a classroom filled with special needs kids. Kids who don't understand danger or harm or injury. I mean, you could tell Julia all day long, you've got to run. Julia doesn't know what you're saying. And Julia can't run. And Julia's 21 years old. I think I'm probably the only person who would scoop her up. Just because of her size. I mean, she's a young lady. So I don't want it left to the children. I want those of us who are responsible adults, who are charged with caring for our children, who are charged with looking after our children, to say, the first thing we're going to do is harden that target. We're going to make a school as secure as is humanly possible. And we're going to reach out. Here in Hanover County, of course, we have school resource officers. But could we use more? I'm sure we could. What about Chesterfield? They've got school resource officers. Could they use more? I'm sure. I'm not sure about Henrico. I guess they do. And I'll bet they could all use more. What about a special category now? Because, you know, it costs a lot of money to take your first responder agencies and put them in the schools. But what if you said to somebody who is a retired police officer, a retired deputy sheriff, a retired state trooper, hey, we've got this special category here. You're not going to earn so much, you're going to lose your pension. But you already know how to protect people. You want to protect these children. We got a special category. It doesn't pay as much as the regular road deputy. But man, we could use your help. Maybe that's one of the issues we talk about at Politics and Pints. October the 16th, The Beacon Theater in Hopewell, we've got a great crowd coming in, like 700 people, and on stage it'll be me, it'll be John Reed, you've got Brian Kilmeade, you've got Dana Lash, you got Howard Gutman, 4 out of 5 is not bad. Go right now, WRVA.com, get your tickets before they are all gone. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self-high-five.
Bam! It is Friday, congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I'm telling you, not that I'm counting, but I'm only moments away from heading out to the Architect Deck for an adult beverage with Heidi and our canine division, and just thinking about good things. Seriously. Yeah. Yep. Good thoughts. It's just too nice a day outside to be bogged down with all of the nastiness and the nonsense. But here's the reality of it. We got to keep that stuff in mind at the appropriate times. We do. There's too much at stake. And I'm not just talking about the elections. I mean, elections are important. The elections are very, very important. But I am talking about looking after your kids, too. I'm talking about looking after our neighbors. I mean, we're in this pretty cool situation, Heidi and I are, where we know our neighbors. We know our friends here. They're, you know, good folks. But I do wonder sometimes about places that that don't have that same connection. I wonder and worry about people who are hearing these, like, jobs numbers, right? We were talking with Dr. Dave Brad earlier. Oh, if you missed that, just go to WRVA.com. It's all up there. You can listen to it. But these jobs numbers, it's terrible news. And there's no nice way to spin it, although the left is trying to spin it. There's no nice way to spin it. We are not creating jobs right now. This team of Harris and Biden, all of their other unindicted co-conspirators, man, they are not doing anything to help real people. You and I are dealing with out of control inflation. And even though our not ready for primetime vice president seems to think that higher prices cause inflation, the reality is just the opposite. It is inflation that causes higher prices. And she seems to think that people who own and operate small businesses, neighborhood businesses, your friends and neighbors, my friends and neighbors, are somehow gouging people. No, what they're trying to do is make a living, so that they can keep their business operating, so that they can keep other people employed. People who are living their American dream right now are trying their best to keep doing that so they can keep their employees in line to live their American dream. It is an important election. I know, every election's always the most important election of all time. This one, I think it might very well be. All right, couple of things I do need to remind you of. Number one, Politics and Pints. Only way to get your tickets is going to be October the 16th at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. You've got to go online. I would go right now because I don't know if we're sold. We're getting close to sold out. It's just that fast. It's crazy. WRVA.com. WRVA.com is how you get your tickets and get them now. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., best weekend radio show anywhere. In the Garage with Stan Andruski airs right here. And Monday morning, John Reed should be here at 6 a.m. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. And since we have done, since October the 7th, we end this show by playing Hatikvah. That's Hebrew for the hope, the national anthem of Israel. Have a great weekend. God willing, we get a chance to do it all again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.